From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Business owners hailed Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to lift stay-at-home orders across California yesterday in response to improving coronavirus conditions. Just how much to reopen is now up to individual counties. But local health officials expressed concern that reopening too fast could reverse the recent sharp drop in cases and hospitalizations. The turnaround comes about a month after some hospitals were drawing up plans for rationing care, and as ICU capacity still sits at 0% in the vast Southern California region. Several reports state ICU capacity is over 20% in the Bay Area region. At this time, of the nine Bay Area counties, only San Francisco has not reopened outdoor dining. That's expected to happen on Thursday. California is revamping its vaccine delivery system to give the state more control over who gets the shots following intense criticism of a slow and scattered rollout by counties. The state's health agency today said third-party administrators would take over ordering and distributing vaccine doses. That puts an end to a hodgepodge system where each county and hospital system ran its own vaccine delivery program. The move comes after California faced criticism for a slow rollout as coronavirus cases soared and hospital beds filled up with patients in much of the state. We've been hearing about it for several days now. A potent atmospheric river is barreling toward California, bringing the threat of downpours that could unleash destructive debris flows from wildfire burn scars.
These soils just do not absorb water after they've been burned.
That's Laura Sullivan Green. She's a soil expert at San Jose State University. She says that's bad news for fire-scarred regions of the state, including Wine Country and Napa and Sonoma counties, the foothills, and the Santa Cruz Mountains.
The chemical reaction from the heat and the fire and the soil tends to make the soil very hydrophobic. So the water, instead of absorbing in, tends to run off, and it picks up everything that is in its path.
Evacuation orders have been issued in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties around the area scorched by a complex of wildfires ignited by lightning last August. The State Office of Emergency Services has positioned strike teams and task forces in five counties. The National Weather Service Office for the San Francisco Bay Area wrote, quote, "If you have not already heeded local county advice, don't wait any longer," unquote. The atmospheric river is a huge plume of moisture extending over the Pacific. It was expected to be preceded by lighter prefrontal rain before intensifying this evening. It's going to hit the North Bay first, then spread south to Santa Cruz, Monterey, and Big Sur. Officials are watching out for those debris flows. Those are torrents carrying massive boulders, soil, trees, and other objects. They're considered more dangerous than mudslides or landslides. 3 years ago, a debris flow blasted the Santa Barbara County community of Montecito. It killed 23 people. Flash flood watches were issued for two other Northern California areas that have been scorched by lightning complexes, and snow is forecast to fall as low as the floor of the Sacramento Valley. You can find more news online at KALW.org and follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional, national, and international news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.